every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here, and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA, News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. The Bill Frank Radio Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call me at 289-1520, or if you're outside of the area code, you can call us at 805-289-1520. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one or the other of these topics. My next guest is a local attorney and a member of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. National Safe Boating Week is May 19th through May the 25th. Locally, Safe Boating Week Expo is conducted at Station Channel Islands on May the 12th. In light of the recent boating deaths along California's coast, we'll discuss boat safety and the role of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 289-1520. Bob McCord is the co-founder of McCord, Taylor McCord Paver & Cherry. He has also provided legal litigation and criminal defense representation in Ventura County for decades. He has a JD from the University of California at Hastings College of Law and a BA from the University of California at Santa Barbara. Joining me in the studio. Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, terrific, and I'm glad to have you here in your official capacities as a member of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. And as I mentioned at the top, there have been a number of boating accidents, and open water yachting in the Pacific Ocean off San Francisco coast has actually been suspended by the Coast Guard after 9 sailors died in 2 separate wrecks last month. So to put this in perspective, typically about 15 people die in boating accidents in motorized sailboats each year. So we've already had 9 of the 15 have happened so far this year. Presumably, these are experienced sailors that are out there racing. So to what extent or to what do you attribute the deaths of so many sailors this early in the season?
Well, I can't really address the specific facts relating to that sailboat race that happened offshore from San Francisco Harbor. What you read in the papers is probably more informative than what I can tell you, except I'm told that those sailors were experienced sailors, racers. They were wearing their life vests. Rogue wave hit them. They were under circumstances that this thing's got out of control, which just brings to mind the reason the Coast Guard will tell you that the majority of the deaths at sea and on our navigable waters is because people don't wear their life vests.
Well, that's what I was just about to comment on. You mentioned that all of the sailors were wearing their vests, and yet this accident happened.
Well, they're sailing, you know, if you have been offshore of San Francisco, those are pretty adverse sea conditions off there. And they're pushing the limit. You know, they're pushing the envelope to race. I think they were close to the Farallons. Reportedly, a rogue wave hits them, throws the sailboat out, you know, out of kilter. If you're not a sailor, you just throws it over. People get washed overboard. I don't think they were wearing safety lines or had a jack line around the boat. Found themselves close to the Farallons, as I understand it. Then another wave hit them. And as usual, when you're at sea and emergencies happen, what can go wrong will go wrong. And that's why we push boating safety, and that's why we teach it, so that hopefully you'll know what to do in an emergency. And when you're at sea, all of the unpredictable things happen.
It's amazing, and what a tragedy it is. Now, you mentioned boating safety and, of course, the role of the Coast Guard in boating safety. National Safe Boating Week couldn't have come soon enough as far as it goes, as far as these accidents are concerned. Nationally, it's May 19th through May the 25th, but the Coast Guard station here at Channel Islands is holding an expo on May the 12th in 2012. So tell us a little bit about that expo, Bob.
Well, Safe Boating Expo is conducted at the Coast Guard Station Channel Islands. It's a regular Coast Guard station. Auxiliarists are assisting and putting on a show, and it's in conjunction with a lot of different agencies locally. You know, you're talking in terms of the Sheriff's Department, Channel Islands Harbor Patrol, Ventura County Fire Department, Oxnard Fire and Police Rescue. We also have involved the U.S. Coast Guard Helicopter and Gold Coast Ambulance. That will be going all day. You're going to have some offshore air, sea, and fire rescue demonstrations between 11 and 2 o'clock. There's safety demonstrations between 9 and 4, and you'll find around the station all manner of agency booths and displays. Really, it's an interesting, well-attended. They typically do, in fact, have people go for boat rides on the Coast Guard vessels, and you can go. I have a boat ride reservation form. I think I've provided you a copy of that. You can tell folks where to go for that one. And need to sign up early. Because it fills up early. So it's a very popular thing, and people will really enjoy the show.
Now, if you've never been out on a Coast Guard cutter, if you've never seen a Coast Guard cutter up front, this is a great opportunity to do that. And what a fun opportunity to get that out there on the open water in one of those big, powerful vessels to do that. You said so many different things in that answer, Bob. I want to circle back to just a couple of them that you mentioned. First of all, you said that this is a joint venture with a lot of other agencies around town, and you named off the different agencies. Why and how is there such a close connection between the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and these other safety and fire organizations?
Okay, well, sure. Remember that the expo is at the regular Coast Guard station. You know, this is the regular Coast Guard that presents this for the public every year as part of Safe Boating Week. I'm going to have to check the date for Safe Boating Week. I have May 12th to 19th on my iPod, so I'm going to have to check that date. I think I'm right, but when you mention that, I'm going to have to verify that. But
Well, fair enough. I could be wrong about that, too.
Okay, sure. But to come back to your question, the joint, we have auxiliarists that man the booths. An auxiliarist assists the regular Coast Guard, which pretty much tells you what our mission is since 1939 when Congress enacted this. So we work very closely in conjunction with law enforcement agencies, fire agencies, and the county and all the cities to coordinate any potential emergencies in case of civilian catastrophe. If the balloon goes up and things happen, then all of these agencies interrelate, and I'm going to use the term cross-pollinate. It's not quite accurate, but we coordinate between them. And they're basically force multipliers. For example, the Alaska Airlines flight went down offshore here in Channel Islands. Well, that was a coordinated effort, for example, in responding to that between Coast Guard, Sheriff's Department, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Those boats were all out there at all manner of hours. So that's what happens.
Okay. My guest is Bob McCord. He's a representative of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Channel Islands in Ventura. We're talking about the May 12th event that's going to be coming up for the public to attend, and that is May the 12th. It is from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The highlight of the expo this year is going to be a ride on a Coast Guard cutter. And if you've never seen or been on a Coast Guard cutter, this is something that you might want to take advantage of. But you can't just walk on and do it. You actually have to make reservations. In order to do that, you have to contact the U.S. Coast Guard station on Victoria Avenue in order to do that and book your reservations. You can fax, you can email to them, or you can just call them at 800-704-5620. So, Bob, back to you. I think this is so fantastic, the work that the Coast Guard and, of course, the Coast Guard Auxiliary do. Let's talk about some of the more common contributors to boating accidents in the U.S. Now, here's an interesting statistic that I found. Only 14% of the deaths occurred on boats where the operator had received boating safety instruction. So that means 86% of the deaths, the people on board hadn't had proper instruction. What does the Coast Guard Auxiliary do in order to prepare people to have the proper instruction to operate their vessel?
Well, the Coast Guard delegates the responsibility for civilian education to the Coast Guard Auxiliary. The Commandant, that's one of the missions that we have. That and then as well as vessel safety checks or examinations. Well, I'll let you, we'll come back to that one, hopefully. But the public public education is a big part of what we do. We have qualified, certified instructors that are educated. They receive training, and we have there are probably six to eight different courses we offer to the public, which you can find online. I can give you the website when you want it. And it's everything from boating safety and seamanship, sailing and seamanship. There's a course called Suddenly in Command for the passenger that suddenly finds that the skipper, who's presumably experienced, suddenly drops from a heart attack or some other emergency.
Really?
What do you do?
How
it's a four-hour course. It's offered throughout the county of Ventura and Santa Barbara. It's a short course, but, boy, you know, to come back to it, you know, you talk about the 86% factor you're talking about. People get on the boat. It's a sunny day. It's beautiful. What can go wrong? Well, you're going to sea, or you're going down a river, or you're in a lake, and then suddenly a failure occurs. A plug fails, the boat starts to sink, and nobody can find the life vests, or they don't know how to operate the radio. So that's what Suddenly in Command is all about.
Well, that's fascinating. Now, you mentioned that there's a URL. Now would be a good time to give it. What is that URL?
Well, let me see. This is something I don't memorize. I think the one that you'd want to go to if it's HTTP, usual one, then you go to A, lowercase alpha, 11407.uscgaux, U.S. Coast Guard AUX, .info. You go to that, and it'll take you to the Division 7 website, which is Ventura, City of, and part of Santa Barbara County, up to just below Morro Bay.
Okay? I see.
And you go to that site, and if I went too fast on that, you could go to your search engine, Yahoo, Google, whatever you're using. And you could just go in there and put CGAUX, Coast Guard AUX, Division 7. You go to that site and then just click on whatever piece of information you want, and you're going to find out a lot of stuff.
That's great. My guest is Bob McCord. He is representative of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary right here in Ventura County. And one of the other things that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is charged with, Bob, you mentioned it before, safety checks and boating inspections. What does that involve? Why would I, as a boat owner, want to have the Coast Guard Auxiliary give me a safety check?
Well, every boater does not have the same knowledge level. They'll buy a boat. There's no licensure requirements in the state of California. You buy the boat, and you're good to go. Other states do have licensure. They require safety boating classes. We don't. It is not currently being required. It's been considered in the past. But here, what you want is someone who knows what they're looking for. They're looking for the basic safety issues, things you should look for on a boat, and we crawl around boats. And we basically look for points of failure. We check their instruments. We make sure their GPS is hooked up to their radios for emergency responses. We doubly check all their life vests. That may seem like a foolish thing to say. Everybody checks their life vests, right? I don't mean to overemphasize that one, but you'd be surprised how many people put a 10-year-old child into an adult life vest. It just doesn't work. Or the life vest, you know, they bought them new 25 years ago, and all they can think is, gee, I bought this new. I don't have to replace this. I bought it new. Well, gosh, you know, mildew, time, you know, it tears things apart. Flares, safety devices, for example. There are all manner of safety considerations that would tell you, go get a vessel safety check. There's no downside. This is not law enforcement. We're not there to issue a citation, but when you pass the test, you get a sticker. It goes on the port side of your vessel. And then when a regular Coast Guard guys are patrolling, they will pass your vessel and they'll look at that. Now, it doesn't make you bulletproof. Okay, they can board you if they want to. But most of the time, majority of the time, and I mean over 90% of the time, they do not. They see the exam sticker and they go on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Bob, one of the questions I'm sure the listeners have out there is there a charge for this? Do I have to pay you anything to have my vessel inspected?
Nope. It's free. This takes you about a half hour to an hour of your time.
A half hour of your time, you get the sticker, and the sticker then elevates you in the minds of the Coast Guard that's patrolling. Whenever they see that sticker, you have a sort of a higher status, a higher rating with them, ranking with them.
Yeah, I mean, give you some idea. Last year, and the year before last, for example, we did 1,500 vessel examinations.
Wow.
To give you some idea, which is pretty outstanding. I think we were the second highest in the division, which is all of the southern part of California, southern Utah, Nevada, and Arizona.
Oh, well, that is impressive. That is very good. My guest is Bob McCord from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Bob, let's turn back to the Saturday, May the 12th, with the Safe Boating Expo from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's going to be at the U.S. Coast Guard Station at 4201 South Victoria in Oxnard, open to anybody who wants to go there. Is there a fee for attending this, or is there parking fees, anything like that people have to be concerned with?
No, no fees for parking, although parking will probably be a premium. You can just park on the east side of Victoria, and typically it goes all the way down. There's plenty of parking space for most folks. Entry is free, no charge. They have free giveaways. They used to give away free life vests for kids, for
really?
Example. Give
now
you some
that's
ideas.
A bonus. Yeah.
I can't tell you they're going to do that again this year, but that's been typically what happens in the past.
I see. Now, speaking of the children, what events or what things are there for children that they would want to focus in on?
Well, my grandsons, I took down there, and I take down every year because they've got a safety demonstration where they have offshore air, sea, and fire rescue demo. For example, either the Coast Guard helicopter or typically the Sheriff's Department helicopter will come in. They'll pretend that there's someone in the water who's distressed, and then you'll have a safety diver who will actually plummet out of the helicopter into the water to save the supposed victim. And there's a whole rescue process they go through. Kids watch that. Banners are flying. I mean, it's a very magical moment for these youngsters.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Even as an adult, I'd be interested in something like that. What about the booths? You mentioned that there are vendor booths and things like that. What else would there be for a family to see when they're there?
Well, you're going to see, for example, you'll have fire trucks there with their equipment laid out. Kids will get up on the fire trucks, for example. Fire and safety rescue vehicles with their equipment that's laid out. I already mentioned that you're going to see the 87-foot blacktip, and you'll also see the 41-foot utility boats out there. And, of course, all the Coast Guard station is open. Operations Center on the second floor I don't think is open to the public, but you're going to see everything. Yeah. It's a very interesting thing to attend.
Now, that is. My guest has been Bob McCord of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. We're talking about Safe Boating Week and the Safe Boating Expo at Channel Islands, Saturday, May the 12th, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock. If you're looking for something to do on the weekend, cruise on down to 4201 South Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. Check it out. It's free. Parking is free. But be there early because parking does fill up. This is a well-attended event. Bob, thank you so much for coming in and sharing safe boating with us and also talking about the expo that's coming up next Saturday.
Quite all right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. And we'll be back with my next guest.
I get one more plug.
Sure.
If you want to become a member of this fine group and you're 17 years old or older, you can find us on that website. And it's for everybody. If it's a real challenge, and we train you.
All right. That's good. So those of you who are looking for a challenge, you have something that you want to look to do, something back to the community, that's the place to go. Go to the District 7 U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary website. Sign up there. Bob, thank you for that tip, and thank you for all of the tips. We'll be back with my next guest after these words from my sponsors.